What's up, TikTok? I'm on I-75 South. I'm in Tampa still. I just dropped off my last ride in downtown Tampa. So, right now I'm on my way home. And Wade says I'll be home at about 7:25 p.m. Today is August 26th, 2023. It's 6:58 p.m. right now, and today is a Saturday. So yesterday, I picked up these people. It was three girls. I looked at it. I got a request, and a request came through. And I was like, I'm going to take somebody from Terra Verde, from the Island Grill, to Fort DeSoto boat ramps for like $7. I was like, that's not far. I'll do that. So I went and picked up these girls. And I took them to Fort DeSoto, right? And because that's where the trip was supposed to end. So I'm talking to them on the way. And they're from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They're on vacation, right? And they just want to go to the beach. That's it. So what happened was when I got to Fort DeSoto, like they wanted to look at the signs and stuff. So when they got in the car to look at the signs, I just ended the trip. It was like $7. So then they come back to the car and they're like, we want to go to North Beach. Now North Beach is all the way around on Anderson Road, and it's pretty much as far as you can go on Anderson Road. I mean, it's like really far. Like when I take trips from Anderson Road to St. B Beach, they're like $20. I mean, that is pretty far. So anyway, so I took them to North Beach, and I took them there, and I dropped them. They were really nice, and I was talking to them and stuff, and they were really nice. So when I dropped them off at North Beach, I was leaving there, and just as I left there, this thing came through and said that I got a tip for $15 from them. Like, that is awesome. I mean, like, they didn't have to do that, but I mean, like, that's what happens when, you know, like, I was like, I ended the trip, and, you know, usually there's no more pay after the trip ends, but the riders can send you a tip, and they sent me a pretty fat tip, so they tipped me heavy, so that was cool. They were really cool. So, and then this guy, Nick, I just dropped off in, like, downtown Tampa. Exit 44. It's really popular. I picked him up at PCI on St. B Beach. So I picked him up, and I drove him all the way home. And I was like, you know, like, we were going down Tampa Street. And right before you pull into the convention center, because you got to kind of go through there to get to, like, where I dropped him off to get to his destination. And I was like, they close this off. They do that when there's a game. When there's a hockey game at the stadium there in downtown Tampa, they close that road off. I don't know why they do it, but they do it. And this dude was like, that's no problem. We just got to go around. I got you, dude. So he told me, I do, like, usually when that's closed off, I mean, like, it's been 5 years, like, you know, like, I'll take a right or a left, and then, you know, like, Waze will wrap me around. I don't really know the right way. But anyway, so he goes, I got you, dude. So he told me exactly how to get to his destination when that was closed off. So now I know how to get there. That was awesome. His name was Nick. He was really cool.